Now, barrages of rockets fired by Palestinian resistance groups continue to hit Israeli cities and towns in response to Tel Aviv's deadly ground and aerial assault on Gaza. Palestinian fighters have fired several Grad missiles into the city of Ashdod. Rockets also hit the city of Ashkol. Earlier, warning sirens sounded in Tel Aviv, and shortly afterwards, an explosion was heard. Palestinian resistance fighters say they intercepted radio communications between Israeli troops, which confirmed that a number of Israeli soldiers were killed when their tank was destroyed in Gaza. Earlier, one Israeli soldier was killed and at least three were wounded in clashes with Palestinian resistance fighters. Israel's ground incursion into Gaza began late on Thursday. The military wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigade, has said attacks on Israeli cities will continue until Tel Aviv recognizes the rights of the Palestinians. The United Nations Security Council has convened to discuss the Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip, and the Palestinian representative, that is, to the UN, has rejected Tel Aviv's claims that the onslaught is in self-defense.
This savage Israeli aggression cannot be justified by any means. It is not self-defense. It is a vengeful military aggression intentionally planned and perpetrated by the occupying power against the civilian population under its occupation. Among the goals of this military campaign are the destruction of Palestinian unity and collapse of the national consensus government.
Mansour criticized the international community for its silence about the Israeli attacks on the densely populated coastal enclave. He said the Security Council's failure to take action over the violence brings its credibility into question. And he called on the Security Council to perform its duty as mandated in the UN Charter to enforce resolutions on Israel and the Palestinians and the protection of civilians. The Palestinian envoy also said that if the UN Security Council does not condemn the Israeli crimes committed against the Gazans, the Palestinians will ask international courts to prosecute Israel's leaders. Mansour also called on Israel to immediately end its deadly attacks and to lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip. Let's speak to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Now, Ashraf, the debt toll standing right now at 308. However, we do know that this debt toll is not just from conventional weapons. We are seeing the use of dime missiles, also the use of Fletchet shells, as you've pointed out, and also a poisonous gas. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, Kenny, since the early hours of today, Israeli tanks continue shelling the Gaza Strip, especially east of Gaza City. They fired dozens of smoke bombs. This is what the Ministry of Health in Gaza called the toxic bombs, and the hospital, the health ministry said that some people died from gas inhalation from these shells that have been fired on the people east of Gaza City, Shijaya neighborhood, and northern Gaza. Israel continues to use unconventional and internationally banned weapons against the Palestinians of Gaza. Many here believe that Israel and the Israeli military is using Gaza as a testing ground for its weapons. I would like also to emphasize that most of the weaponry in the Israeli army are provided to them by the U.S. and also paid for by U.S. taxpayers' money, like, for example, the Iron Dome missile interception system. In 2012, it was proven that Israel used the Iron Dome missile to be tested in Gaza during the Operation Pillar of Defense, or the 8-day war, and they continue to use it now, and they actually ordered more systems to be deployed throughout Israel, especially with Palestinian resistance fighters retaliating by firing rockets as far as Kiryat Gat, as well as Rishon LeZion, the Negev, and also as far as Haifa. So the Israeli bombardment continues, and the number of fatalities in Gaza continues, as well as the injuries.
All right, and Ashraf, also just walk us through as far as the conditions on the ground for the Palestinian goes. I know that most of the enclave is right now without electricity. There's a lack of fuel also to operate the hospitals to give these Palestinians that are injured the medical care and aid that is required. Just walk us through all that.
Let's start with ambulances. Less than half of the ambulances of Gaza are working due to the lack of fuel and also due to lack of spare parts to repair them. This also applies to the fire trucks and emergency trucks. Now, most of Gaza is out of electricity, and this affects hospitals, sewage treatment plants, and water supply in this tiny coastal enclave. Gaza, according to Israel, is not occupied, but technically it is occupied. It is de facto occupied by Israel, as Israel continues to control the water, sea, and land around the Gaza Strip. So as occupying power, according to international law, Israel is supposed to provide the people of Gaza with these things, but they have failed to do so. And yesterday they targeted the main power lines, and this is why nearly 80% of Gaza is out of electricity.
Okay, Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon there, reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thank you for updating us on the situation.